Thank you, Mr. Chair. I also must congratulate you and the Vice Chair, since these are my first comments on your election today, and it will be good to work with you. Your Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to address you today in the context of this working party and to introduce item number 3, which is the review of the draft UNCTAD program plan and performance information for the year 2026, part A of the proposed program budget. My objective is to give you a brief overview of the document and some technical details. So after you can start engaging in the substantive discussions with the divisions who will be standing by today. As per usual practice at the beginning, I would like to quickly remind you the main milestones and sequence of the budget process. And I think a number of you are quite familiar with that by now. In terms of the process, we are at the beginning of our process for 2026 and of the new cycle, with the first step completed in October with your support last year when we had the preparatory session of the working party. The second step, which is being completed now, is the formal review of draft program plan for 2026 document for the working party, followed by the submission of the document by SG Greenspan to New York in the first days of February 2025. This will be followed by the review of the document first by the Office for the Program Plan, Finance, Budget in New York, for overall coherence and alignment with the template and vision for the whole UN Secretariat fascicle, which you know by now is something like 28 segments. And after, by the specialized committees, the Committee for Program Coordination, also known as CPC, in near May 2025, the Advisory Administrative and Budgetary Committee for Administrative and Budgetary Questions, also known as ACABQ, in June 2025, and the Fifth Committee, the Administrative and Budgetary Committee itself, sometime in October or early November of 2026. In terms of the document that was submitted and circulated to you in December, its template remains the same, except for one small formal change in the presentation of figures related to quantitative performance measures under carried forward results. You can note that now these reflect both the planned and the actual figures, and that is in figure 12.2. This format change is in line with the instructions we have received from New York, and it is to facilitate the visual comparison of both values, which is something your colleagues in New York have requested. In terms of presentation of results, there are no changes, and the document continues to be focused on the four distinct results for each subprogram. Each subprogram has presented the 2024 result as part of their achieved performance. I would like to remind you that this result is presented only once, and it is not carried forward in the years like the other ones. Result 1 and 2, which you will see for all the divisions, are carried from program budget documents approved from previous years, which you have approved yourselves for 2024 and 2025, respectively. And we report to member states on our performance in relation to the previously established indicators. Result number 3 is the one new focused result on future planning and is forward-looking. This is the result which you have discussed with the divisions in the framework of the preparatory session in October last year. In terms of the content of the program plan, I would like to provide two technical clarifications to help your discussions. First relates to the footnotes provided under overall orientation pertaining to certain areas of work, which we have reflected as subject to approval of the program budget implications by the Fifth Committee. And this was also referred to by a couple of the delegates during the formal segment of this working party. As the DSG has mentioned, UNCTAD has a specific role in the implementation of specific commitments under the Pact for the Future and two other resolutions, namely on South-South cooperation and on promoting international cooperation to combat illicit financial flows. The hearings of the Fifth Committee that reviewed the proposed budget implications for these three resolutions happened only at the end of December last year. Thus, at the time of drafting of this program plan, we did not yet have the confirmation of their approval. Now that these have been approved for UNCTAD, the footnotes will be removed from the document before it's submitted to New York. Due to the fact that 2025 plan deliverables were already approved and their planning was done back in 2025, and that is my second clarification related to the footnote provided, when we did not have certainty on when exactly UNCTAD 16 will happen, when we made those numbers back in 2023, We will explore with the New York office whether it would be possible to reflect them retroactively as planned for 2025. And this is more of a technical clarification that we have to check with them. If this is not possible, we will report on them as actuals in the next performance report. So there will be accountability for that as well. Finally, as mentioned by the DSG, we have also made available the 2024 performance report on the implementation of deliverables, and a couple of the delegates have referred to that during their statements. In the same footnote we did last time, the same format we did last time, to complement the information provided under deliverables tables of each sub-program. In this context, it would be important to mention and remind you that because we are preparing the draft program plan in November, so it can be submitted to you in December, there might be discrepancies between the figures presented for actuals for 2024 in the deliverables table in the program plan, because it is estimates, quite frankly, at that time, and actual figures presented in the performance report, which contain the final figures as we know them now. These are the technical aspects I just wanted to touch on, so not to speak a bit too long. I wanted to cover before we open the review of individual programs. I remain available for any questions you may have, so does the team. And the divisions will now, with your permission, Mr. Chair, join in the different sub-programs as the conversation goes forward. I thank you for your attention.